Hello and welcome to Maximize Podcast. I'm your host, Max Vanderven, and today is a special day because we have a special guest. We are interviewing my dad, Ralph Vanderven, and we are going to talk about his father and my grandpa, Hoop Vanderven, about key insights of his life and how he managed to escape a Nazi work camp in World War II. Hey Dad, thanks for taking the time to sit down with me.
Hey Max, thanks for having me.
So let's start by talking about how and where you grew up.
I grew up in the Netherlands, was born in 1968. I went to high school in Utrecht, studied up in the north in Groningen, and came to the United States at age 30.
Could you tell us one of your favorite memories from childhood with your dad?
My dad was sent to MIT to work over here in 1973. And in the summer of 1974, we did a really big road trip in a Ford Lincoln. And my favorite memory is leaning over his shoulder while we went from state to state.
So my next question for you is, what type of person was he and like, what were his hobbies?
Dad was a researcher at heart. So he worked to research nuclear fusion. And his hobbies were always electronics and anything around electronics. To the extent that in World War II, he actually put together a radio so that he could listen to the resistance and the English to get news about the war.
Is that near the time of when he got captured?
Yes. He was born in May 20, 1928, and he passed away on the 6th of February in 2023. He was captured in October of 1944. Which was known in World War II in Europe as the Hunger Winter, where there was no food in any of the stores. And my father decided to take care of his family because his father was very ill. And so he went on the bicycle and biked into the rural areas of the Netherlands to ask farmers for food. And on one of those trips, he got stopped by the Germans and taken, put into an overnight prison, and then put on a rail transport to Germany to work on roads and bridges in a labor camp.
That must have been scary for him. Do you know how old he was at the time and where they took him?
So he was 16, and it was illegal to take children of 16. It was 18 that the Germans were allowed to capture you and put you to work. But nevertheless, he was brought to prison, and they took him by train to the middle of Germany, where they were forced to repair roads and bridges.
So he was 16 at the time. So how long did he stay there and what type of people did he meet?
So he was there for about 5 months, and there were people from all over Europe, all the different nationalities. But he met one guy from Utrecht, where funny enough we lived later on, and they teamed up.
What was his mindset at the time?
So they were hardly getting any food. They had no clothes. It was winter. So both of them decided that they were going to escape. So they sneaked out at night and found shelter, food, and clothing in abandoned homes from Germans that had fled out of the area.
That's smart of him. Do you know what he did to ensure his survival?
So this area was bombed by the Allied forces, including the English and the Americans. And they did that to make sure that they cut off the Germans to all of their war activities. And they would bomb them at night. And one night, there was this massive, massive bombing. And they were close to a stone production plant where they had big brick ovens. And the analytical man as he was, he figured out that with that level of bombing, nothing would survive. And so he decided to go into these round brick ovens, hoping that they would withstand the forces of the bombs. And it took the entire night of bombing and shelling. And when he came out, everything around him was destroyed. Lots of people had passed away, but he survived with a very small group of people.
Wow, it must have been very traumatic for him. How did he make his way back home after this event?
So after the big bombing, the ground forces actually came from the Allied forces, which were, again, the Americans, the Canadians, and the British. And he was literally freed by the Americans, which created a lifelong admiration for the American armed forces. And they took him on transport to the Netherlands in cooperation with the Red Cross. And in the Netherlands, he was stationed at a family south of the rivers, because that was the portion of the Netherlands what was liberated at that time.
So I actually remember you showing me a Red Cross document, which is what you were talking about earlier. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so the Red Cross was facilitating the repatriation of all these people, as well as the communication with the family. His family was above the rivers, and it was still under Nazi-occupied territory, and they had no clue if he was alive or not. And so there's this letter that the Red Cross sent to his parents, in which he writes, "Hey, I'm alive, I've gained weight, and I'm looking forward to see you guys."
Yeah, this is an amazing story given the fact that he made it out alive. How does this affect the way you live your life today?
Funny, because he was rescued by the Americans and therefore had this admiration for the United States, which led him to work at MIT. And then subsequently, he encouraged me to go and get a job in the United States, which is why I moved over here and stayed over here.
Moving on to my final question for you today was, is there a life lesson you learned that you think everybody should know?
I think the most important life lesson is, no matter what the situation you find yourself in, if you keep on using your brain, you'll find a solution, and you persevere in getting out, you'll be successful.
Wow, that's just amazing. Well, guys, thank you for listening today. That's all the time we have. And thank you, Dad, for taking the time and sitting down with me.
Anytime.